Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Tip is back on the pod, my David, and we have a lot to cover today. Did you watch the Ozempic documentary with Heather Gay? Oh, y'all know I got a lot of thoughts. I am anti-Ozempic for the most part. I always believe it's never completely black or white. Life operates in the gray. So, you know, some people Ozempic may work, but a lot of people it does not. So we break down that documentary. On top of that, Kyle Richards has a new tattoo, another one. Is it about Morgan Wade? We get into all of that, RHOBH reunion we've got to dive into, and more of the fallout for Andy Cohen and the drama at Bravo. Here's David.
I don't think a lot of, I mean, to go back to our Matt Lauer comparison, when Matt Lauer was coming down, when being taken down, no, I don't think anyone except for maybe Katie Couric stood up for him. Like nobody, you know, which tells you a lot. We've seen over the past couple of weeks, a lot of Bravo celebrities. I mean, there's actually articles listing the Bravo celebrities supporting Andy.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I think that's a very interesting point. What Bethany's bigger cause, like her whole cause in life is taking down Andy. And that is more important than, now, mind you, she's not going to go give up Skinny Girl. We're not going to give up Brynn's future. But right, the little pittance that she was making from Rewives, the bigger picture, she would rather lose the $2,000 a month and just destroy Mr. Cohn. This is a very interesting theory you present, Sarah.
I could be wrong.
I don't know if you are wrong. I don't know. This is a very interesting one. What did you just, okay, yes, but here's the thing about these housewives. Are these housewives supporting Andrew because they mean it? Or, and I'm just asking, so don't everyone come for me or come for me, I don't care. But, or are they supporting Andrew because they think he's untouchable? And if he is canceled with his holding his head in shame, they will abandon him. This is what I talked about with Rachel too. Like Kelly Ripa, I do not think will abandon him. I don't think SJP will abandon him. And I don't think Anderson will abandon him. And Bruce Bozzi won't abandon, like his real friends. But will, okay, you know, Cynthia Bailey, who's made a comment, will she, like when he, if he's really canceled? I mean, that's just my question. Do they mean this or do they feel he is so untouchable that we will support him? Because guess what? That's the whole claim of Leah's lawsuit. Daddy's going to remember who spoke out in his time of need. And when daddy isn't canceled, Marge, the Sarge, with her statement, she'll get a little, oh, we were going to let that one go this year. Okay, Sarge, you can hang around with Teresia for another year. I don't know. You see what I'm saying on this one?
Yeah, I do.
You know?
It's a tough one. I mean, I heard you and our friend Melissa Rivers.
Ah,
that's and Rivers. Melissa says that he is untouchable.
Look, I mean, well, first of all, I love Miss Rivers. Went to her house. We do sometimes have differences of opinions, Miss Rivers and I. She is a, you know, she's been in the industry way longer than me or you. This one really, I'm torn on. I'm truly torn on, will this be Andy being taken out the back door? Or is this just, is he above it? I've said this before. The difference between him and Chris Harrison, the difference between him and Matt Lauer is they were on a show. Okay, you can argue Bachelor Nation is more than a show. It's a series of shows. Bachelorette, this, that, Paradise, fine. But this is an individual who, what, is an executive producer on 90% of the shows on the network? 93% of the shows? I mean, what does Andy not touch? Vanderpump? I mean, he doesn't touch anything other than Housewives, but what is on other than Housewives? Married to Medicine, Vanderpump, Southern Charm, The Valley, what else? I think Bravo regrets giving one person this much power, right?
Yes, we've talked about that. I agree.
90%. So I don't know. He might be untouchable, but I'm not sure. I don't know how as a corporation can you not at least investigate these things. Granted, they also investigated Ramona using some inappropriate words and found, quote unquote, she did no wrong until it all came out that she actually did wrong. You know what I mean? I think we sweep things under the rug over there at Bravo and NBC when we don't want to fire someone. Let's not forget, Ramona, there was an investigation against her and they found nothing was wrong. And now all of a sudden, everything was wrong with the Stinga Stinga.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, right, over the next couple of months to see what happens, what all goes down. But I do not believe... You know, Jess B, I think, podcast is going to continue, which I highly doubt makes much more money than Three Wives. Although that's the platform she put the Nene interview on, the Denise Richards. So it probably does. It probably has hit, you know, you and I talked about this, like she did a part two and a part three and she had Rachel on. Like that probably generated a lot more money for sure than ReWives was. So maybe, you know, maybe it is as simple as ReWives just never made any money. But
you might, maybe it's the bigger picture with this
I
one,
just,
huh?
Yeah, I just feel like if you're leading this charge, and I mean, how all these people are using Garagos, who Bethany hired. I mean, like,
I agree. I think she's clearly involved in the Rachel thing. All of a sudden, Brandy's coming out with Garagos. I think she has I agree with you. I think she, which really is such a housewife's move. She's bringing this to real life. I mean, isn't this what we accuse the Potomac ladies of all day? Of like, Bethany is now taking down Andy slowly, or whether he's taken down or not, but she's causing him angst in his life without getting her hands dirty anymore. Now it's like Brandy's her puppet. She's got McSweeney, Rachel. Like, this is a Machiavellian housewife's move, right? Like, isn't this what they accuse like Jizzy Jizz of and the Grand Dame of, like, you know, isn't this the whole thing with Robin and Giselle and Candace, and they accuse Chris Bassett, and Candace is still not okay with those two.
Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Ah! Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel that, yeah.
Oh, I was looking to see who Leah McSweeney's attorneys were on this, but it's
not, it's Cardi B's, the one that Cardi B won $4 million something with YouTube defamation. What's her face? Kyle has a new tattoo of a cowboy hat. Kimo Sabe. Or is it for her lover?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't have it. It's me, Morgan Wade. I don't know, because I don't have a matching tattoo. No, I don't know. I mean, my girl got... Oh, did I say girl? Wait, we're not supposed to... That's next season's storyline, I'll be honest with you. I'm telling... Oh, my God. I'm saying so many things here today, Sarah, that I shouldn't be saying. It's Morgan. Me, Morgan Wade. Yes.
What's that tattoo all about? Okay. Now, is that a Kimo Sabe tribute? Or is that, you know, when we went country lesbian? What is that?
I mean, country lesbian. I never met a lesbian that I didn't like. And I never met a country person that I didn't like. Put those two together and bam, my friend Kyle is going country, I think. She's got a little bit of country in her, if you know what I'm saying.
I think we all feel like we've had a lot of country in her now. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So what, you got any other questions for me about this town too?
You show up to RHOBH reunion and scare Sutton.
So now mind you, everyone's listening to this. All three parts of the reunion have already aired, but we are recording this a little bit before. There is a theory. There was all these theories out there that I was at the reunion. I mean, with a big boss who's gotten lots of trouble or something. But Kyle says, just ignore all that. The big boss ain't going nowhere. Kyle ain't going nowhere. Oh, whoops. Did I just spill that tea too? Because she's been saying, I know she's been saying she's going to leave the Beverly Hills show from all the drama, of course. Oh, that Kyle, she's having problems with that Dorit girl. That girl don't like me. You see how she looked at me in that one scene when I fed my friend the shish kebab, the fruit on a stick? That girl's eyes bugged out looking at me like that. Keep your eyes to yourself, girl, with that hood. You see that hood she wore at that reunion? You like that hood?
I love that hood. 3 hours late or something. Insane.
I don't like new hood.
I would have quit. Like, you know me.
I heard she kept people waiting for 3 hours.
I don't know. I mean, they're paid very well on that
but
show.
But what goes through your mind? Like, we all have a job to do. If someone hires you for a job, and right, you were making like 800 grand is what I'm assuming Dorit makes at this point-ish, based on her season. I mean, get there on, I mean, what? I don't care what you look like. Show up, right?
I hate it. I would lose my gasket. I would lose.
It's rude. It's very rude. Like, I don't look 20 minutes late. We both live in LA. Sometimes I'm 20 minutes late for things, but not really. I'm like a good, like if I'm 10 minutes late, that's pretty much where it ends. Like, it's very rare that I'll be more than 10 minutes late. Normally I'm right on time and normally I'm early. I have a problem with it too. Like,
huge.
Whatever it is, just walk on the stage looking like shit or start earlier if you know it's going to take that long to get into your fucking hood.
Yeah.
It's absolutely very rude behavior by Miss Kemsley. Dorit's very new rude behavior.
Last thing, because I know we have to wrap up. What did you make of Heather Gay on the ABC Ozempic special? And wow.
Quick pause to thank a sponsor. Right now, when you go to oneskin.co and you enter the promo code TSFS, you're getting 15% off. Oh, I love a discount. And I love products that actually work. You want to see how my skin looks? I've been using OneSkin for months now. Their eye cream and their face cream. They're known for their OS01 peptide, baby, proprietary, because their creams get to the cells, those zombie cells, the ones that age, that suck you, that make you have all these deep wrinkles. Not today, OneSkin. Love them. And I've been using it. The thing I love most about them is fragrance-free. You can read their 5-star reviews on their website. They have numerous. They have products for men and women. And they did their own independent study. 87% of users that used their lotions for face and eye saw improved results. Go and check out OneSkin. It's the world's first skin longevity company. And by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code TSFS at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code TSFS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please say The Sarah Fraser Show. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin.
Just, I don't know, was that vulnerable or just putting yourself out there to be beat up and how, you know, body positivity doesn't really exist. I gave up. I don't even know how I'm going to talk to my daughters about it. It's a nuanced line. Yes, I'm on Ozempic and finally people treat me better. And in fact, you know, I mean, it just was like so depressing. She was like, you know, if I discovered Ozempic 20 years ago, my whole life would have been different. But here I am. Like, what a tragic endorsement.
Well, look, there's a lot to unpack there before we leave. You always say to me, David, you're more than just your weight. Mind you, I'd also like people to know it, none of it fucking works anymore. Like, I eat now all the time. I'm still taking the shit. And yes, I popped.
You look good though. I looked at you stand up. Let's say.
I do not want to. I mean, I have on pants, just for everyone wondering. I have on sweats.
Put in the Melissa Rivers video on your YouTube.
A lot of people said that. I don't see it. I was happier when I was a toothpick. It doesn't change. Look at being thin or being not thin. I should say being happy with your outside that you determined as correct doesn't make you happy inside. So I do disagree when she says if I just was thin and on Ozempic 20 years ago, my whole life would be better or whatever. That's not how it works, unfortunately. You have to work on your insides. But when you've worked on your insides, I think it's a very strong quote. Body positivity is dead and is a lie. It has never existed. And thank God for Ozempic. I mean, this is how we have this situation. I do believe, because you called that all these podcasts were ending, I do believe that when no one knew what Ozempic was or Mounjaro or Wegovy, and it first started, I said on this show, the weight loss industry has been changed for the rest of our lives. That the minute that someone put that shot in and it's just like Fen and whatever, and this is going to phase in. I'm like, it's not like any of that. This will never go away. The weight loss industry, as we have Oprah Winfrey resigning from Weight Watchers.
It is
going to
go away. You just admitted it's not working for you after you've been on it for 2 years. It's not working the way. Yes, it is like Fen.
No one else. is claiming Ben that it's not working.
Yes, a lot of people are. Go to Norvik, no disc.
Lawsuits.
Go to their website. Look at the lawsuits. Their website says that 70% of all users between year 2 and 3 quit. And they don't tell you why. Is that the side effects? It stops working?
No, the side effects have gone away too. That's the thing. In the beginning, you want to quit because it's the side effects are so horrible. I can't stress enough how awful they are. Really, no exaggeration. I won't even get into them because a lot of them are so disgusting. And now it's like, there ain't no side effects. I mean, I could shoot myself up every day here. There's no side effects. I feel great because it's not fucking working.
Well, wait, you kind of had stomach paralysis, I'm going to say 4 or 5 months ago. You almost had to go into the ER because you were like upping your dose. Then you went back to the prescribed dose for you. So now are you edging it back up or are you keeping the prescribed dose?
This past week, I did a little edge. Don't tell nobody. I edged it up a little bit this past week just to see. And I was a little bit less hungry. And then after a few days, I was like, oh, okay, we're heading in the right direction. Don't count me out yet. And now I just want to eat pizza and Chinese food at 9 a.m. every day. I love food. What do you want? And yes, you're more. So it's like you're more than your looks. You know what? I've said this before personally. I love the way clothes hang on me when I'm a certain look. It's all for fashion. I don't care about like what I look like naked for myself. I like how I look.
I mean, okay, I'm looking back at like videos of you when you were, you looked emaciated versus
yes,
now.
Tyler.
You look fantastic. You look great now. And you don't, I mean, she did not even look, she doesn't even look that much skinnier. Like maybe her face looks a little bit thinner. But I mean, how awful about her life. Oh, I've been called Shrek. Well, that's not her weight. She looks,
you've been called Shrek because people can't stand you. They call it that you lie on the TV show.
She's had so much plastic surgery. That's why Mary Cosby thinks she looks inbred.
Look at the Sarge, my friend, Marge the Sarge. That one don't look like herself anymore. I mean, she's lost a lot.
Almost all of them looked better before the plastic surgery. Almost all of them. It was such a sad hour special.
What else did we learn from it?
Oh, my castmates were awful to me and now they're nice to me because I'm skinny. You know, is that the truth? Or have you changed as a person? Or are they nice to you because Reality Bontis was fired and now you've united? I mean, it was such a...
How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
This is my problem with this whole thing. And the only part I did agree with her is I actually do think the body positivity movement was complete BS, because a lot of these body positive, you know, thumpers are now on Ozempic, including Oprah, which I think is so sad at 70 that her priority is being skinny. But anyway,
I don't understand why she was forced out of Weight Watchers, because Weight Watchers now like owns Ozempic.
I don't think she was forced out. I think she probably quit. I think she has a lot of projects. She's gotten a lot of heat for it. Maybe she just doesn't want to be a distraction to the company as they move forward. She's donating all her Weight Watcher stocks to the African American Museum in DC, which, by the way, that, I can tell you right now, they won't need another donation. I mean, they'll have probably $50, $60 million from her, which is wonderful. But it was so sad for, I think, people to watch that. I mean, when you are like, she only had 20 pounds to lose. You're the same way, 20 to 30 pounds. The reality you guys don't want to hear, because I've been overweight too, and this is how I did it. You have to slow down your life. Something in your life is not working. Food addiction, mental, there's probably something going on. I can tell you with you what's going on. You work too much instead of slowing down.
Correct.
And taking some time to, I know you love yourself, but really love yourself. Figure out what you want in a partner. You don't want to do any of that. You love living a faster lifestyle where you're, you know, and that's great. You should do what you want, but that's why you're overweight. I mean, that's why I was overweight.
I enjoy like a much faster lifestyle. Yes. And when I get stressed out, I mean, look, I get it. I turn to food. I get it.
You cannot burn the candle at both ends. You cannot go to bed at midnight, have 4 martinis.
I'm hungover.
Then you're going to be overweight, because you have to like try to get your body. What's sad about Ozempic is nobody is going to address any of that. They're just going to take this shot for a period of time and think that being thin is the answer. It resolves nothing mentally. And to your point, and other doctors have said this, except for, of course, Weight Watchers, because they want
it stops working.
That's
it has stopped working. Like, I'm amazed that I'm staying thin.
And in 5 years, they're already saying Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro are having side effects on women. I'm not sure about the study of men, where women are having suicidal thoughts because your gut controls the endorphins to your brain that signal happiness, signal joy, signal pleasure. Those are all shut off when you inject yourself.
Correct.
Women are feeling depressed. They're feeling suicidal. In 5 years, I guarantee there's going to be a huge wave against this. And you're going to hear stories of it, how Ozempic ruined my life. You know, I got divorced. Now I'm fat again. I never resolved any of my eating issues. It's so sad in this country. It's like, you know, anyway.
Look, I do agree before we wrap up. The only thing she said, which I don't agree with the castmates, but there is such a thing. I'm not talking about thin. There is such a thing as pretty privilege, that if you are working behind that counter of American Airlines and someone walks up who is drop dead gorgeous, male, female, objectively gorgeous, and they're like, I don't like my seat in the back of the plane. You don't even know you're doing it, probably. You subconsciously will embrace that person nicely. I'm sorry. I believe in that.
Your good looks will always get you in the door a lot faster than someone that's mediocre or ugly. But you have to have brains and personality to keep you there. We all know people who are super hot and they've gotten breaks.
And they're also miserable, most of them.
They can never keep them because this table I'm recording on is smarter. I mean, God only gives you so many gifts. She is so, it's so sad to hear her.
Is that what it is?
It was such a depressing episode, and it was just the woman going,
I'm going to have to watch this.
Well, spare yourself. It was all like, yeah, I've given up. And I don't know. I guess I don't really have anything to say to my girls about body positivity. And yeah, the world is shallow. They just all, it's like, okay, the world's so shallow. You got cast on a huge show. People are quoting, you know, she doesn't even stop to celebrate all the good things about her aside from her weight. It's just all about she wanted to be skinny for now. All right. Bye. Follow.
We have so much to talk about next week.
Subscribe to our podcast, by the way.
Make sure this comes out the same day as mine.
I will.
Okay. I love you dearly. I'm hungover. Enjoy Maine. We will. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking tomorrow. Okay.
Mindfulness. The self-love. Hug yourself.
Hey, everyone. I live a fast-paced life, and I'm going to hug myself and love myself just for myself, not for my fast-paced life.
Then I'm going to inject myself.
No, and then, I mean, tonight I might have a mott or two, a martini or two, darling. But, like, let's not worry about that right now. Love yourself, everybody. That is the moral of the story. Thin is not in. Loving yourself is in. Fuck off, Heather Gay. Fuck off. For that and a lot of other reasons. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.